Hello, my beautiful beanies, and welcome to The Bean for Thursday. First with yesterday's news, I am Glenn ZB. We're looking back Wednesday. Should we be teaching kids about guns at school with actual guns? Winston Peters turns out to be a horrible racist again. The Cadbury factory in Dunedin. Can we save it? And why should we? And are we all just terrible singers? Good. Hard questions this morning in the podcast. First up, what the hell happened with that boat in Bermuda?
Well, I don't know about you, but I know what I said. In fact, I didn't say it. I shouted it to an empty office, I might add. But you might have heard it wherever you are in the country. It was very loud. I was standing in front of the television after making the effort to get here to see the second race and ended up seeing both of them because of the delay. And when they pitch polled, I mean, it was just, I mean, I can't put it into words. We were going so great, so well up until that point. It would be shameful if we couldn't continue. And it'll be sad if we don't do very well, but it would be shameful. And it makes me wonder, we've got the one boat application here. It makes me wonder whether, you know, considering what happened, these things are, and I use the term advisedly, somewhat flighty. So it makes me wonder whether that was a very wise decision or not. But then again, I suppose you've also got to take into account the amount of money involved and as the saying goes, the rich pricks. I don't use the term normally, but I think it emphasises the fact that there are some very wealthy people involved in this. Could have a whole team of boats if they wanted, yachts, and you know, they could win it by default, being the last team standing.
Yeah, I guess there's a problem. You've spent all this time, money and resources creating a boat that sort of flies above the water, and the moment it touches it, of course, everything breaks. That's how it goes. Remember, you know, you had boats that used to just go in the water? Anyway. No, you're sounding like an old fuddy-duddy there, Glenn ZB. Move on. Although in saying that, I'm not sure that I'm ready for gun education at school.
What concerns you most about this?
Well, look, I think the fact that there has been a bit of a gap and that we haven't had guidelines very clear about when it's appropriate to bring firearms in schools. We do know that there are situations with an armed offender squad that, of course, make sense and you can't have a blanket but also there's Olympic sports. So we've got to have clearer guidance, and I've directed the Ministry and NZSTA to work with schools on this.
Is your concern specifically about the Army doing this?
Well, look, I think there are situations in the past, whether it's the Army or other organisations, where they've come in for the purpose of safety instruction. And that will be the debate around the guidelines, I think, what's appropriate. And there'll be a range of different views on that. We've typically left that up to boards, but I think that the Ministry and NZSTAR and boards need to have absolute clarity about this because parents do want to know. Mm. And one of the things we've said in terms of the guidelines is that we think that the school should have to get permission in terms of parents.
Right, so it would be up to boards, would it?
Well, at the moment, it is up to boards, but I'm saying we need to be a lot clearer. And we may end up deciding, look, there are only a limited range of exceptions, and we put out those guidelines, and generally boards follow those guidelines.
So that's Education Minister Nikki Kay there. I guess my question is, who ends up having to teach gun education? It'd be the PE teachers again, wouldn't it? You know, how they always end up having to do the sex education. It's not really in their brief, but it's not in anybody else. We'll give it to the PE teachers. I mean, they've got experience using the starting gun, I guess. So, same principle. Meanwhile, Winston Peters doing what he does best, being racist to try and win elections.
He's playing on fear. He's courting the easy vote, which is the ageing white vote in this country. The one line that he said that really stood out to me, it was this one. He said, we don't have to accommodate the cultural practices and traditions of others. What a bigoted xenophobic view. What is he arguing for here? A country of clones? He is our Donald Trump. our Nigel Farage, our Pauline Hanson. A vote for him in this election is a vote for an old, bigoted view that should be locked away and hidden in the shameful shadows of New Zealand's past. His idea of what New Zealand should look like is very different to the New Zealand that our children and our grandchildren are growing up in, thankfully. And that he's used the London terrorist attack to urge New Zealand's Islamic community to clean its house and start by looking at their own families, well, that's abhorrent in my view. It's political grandstanding of the worst kind. And at what cost to our society? It feeds intolerance. It feeds divisiveness. It feeds xenophobia and fear. It's straight from Donald Trump's How to Get People to Vote for You guide. It is not our Muslim communities who threaten the fabric of New Zealand society. It is the bigoted views of Winston Peters and all who follow him.
Yeah, quite a good comment, although it's one of those, when you say that, it just makes all the people who think that those people are racist go, yeah, but I agree. And all the people who have those views just are then outraged by that. I'm not sure it takes the conversation any further, but I don't know what you do. Eat chocolate, I suppose.
It's a decent ask, yes it is. And that's the reason we've put this website up, because we want to know whether or not, in fact, it is a reachable target. But we've been very happy. By lunchtime, we've already had $300,000
cleared. $300,000
cleared? Pledged in already, and it's only been up for just under 4 hours. So we're getting a strong response, and I think that, you know, if we can get over 5 million, between 5 and 10 million through this website, you know, of people who say they'll commit themselves forward, then we can go forward to other investors to get to the rest of the money. We're not necessarily expecting to get the whole 20 from small investors.
Mm. I just pledged 1,000. I've made stupider investments in my life. And I'm more than happy to cough that up if all goes to plan. Why not own a portion of a chocolate factory? Amazing! I'm there.
Well,
I'm with you, man.
We'll paint a brick for you.
Thank you. The Mark brick. Wonderful.
The Mark brick.
Exactly.
What do you mean? They'll paint a brick? Surely all the bricks are purple. Everything. I've never been to this place. It's becoming a sort of a fabled kind of mythological place in my mind, this Cadbury chocolate factory in Dunedin. But I'm assuming that everything is that same shade of purple, is it not? You can't just go painting bricks different colours, surely. Unless you've got a top deck situation, I suppose. We're going to finish up with this bloke who rang in to Marcus last night to tell us how bad we are at singing.
Just on the English and their music and stuff, a mate of mine back in the 90s, he got married to an English guy, and he had a huge gathering of friends and relations that had come from England for his wedding. And anyway, we had the wedding reception at some restaurant on the Marine Parade, and through the course of the night, some songs started to be sung by his English friends. And then our lot sort of said, oh, hey, let's see if we can't take these guys out with some Kiwi songs. And we got found out pretty quickly, eh? Cause, I mean, their songs are like, they're like hymns, you know? I mean, you don't need the original version of that playing in the background to get a great, endearing version of it. Whereas when you start trying to sing, I don't know, you get past, you know, it just doesn't work. And then someone starts singing Slipping Away, and people don't know all the words, and then someone comes in with herbs, you know, ba da da ba ba. And as soon as the ba da da stops, everyone's sort of searching for the word. And meanwhile, the English were just caning us with anthem after anthem. And you just wanted to sing with them because their songs were better and they sing them better.
And even ting guitar sounds a bit, they get a bit of hula hula, and then that's a bit stupid. We got nothing. It's bare. We got nothing.
That's the thing I love about the Lions coming over here, especially the Welsh, you know, because the Welsh are just such, you know, they're famous for their strong choral sort of singing.
Yeah, I think it's a bit unfair. I mean, it sounds like he's not saying the singing is the problem so much as we just can't remember the words. So an app, as usual, an app is the answer to this. I mean, those words are all available online. There's plenty of apps. So we just all need to get Kiwi sing-along app going, and then we can just pull that out and get with the program. I am Glenn ZB. That was my songbook from News Talk ZB today. we'll turn to the Friday edition in that songbook tomorrow. See you then.